Hi, guys. Welcome into Market Abilities, where you what? Learn?
Develop.
And launch. Where are we launching to?
The moon.
Out of this world.
Yeah, Mars.
Out of this world.
Yeah, Pluto. Okay. The longest one, the farthest one.
Nope, it doesn't even qualify anymore. We can't even have that discussion.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Wow. So, sorry. I mean, that's for another day. But listen, so talking about, you know, launching and failures and inadequacies, we've got to talk a little bit about the usage of AI or this whole chat GPT and, oh, I can make my own logo and I can make my own website and I can make my own everything.
Yeah. It's actually, it's gotten pretty redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out of ideas, folks. No, I'm teasing, but it was interesting. We read an article this week about how so many people have gone in, and I guess it runs off of essentially compliments or, you know, when somebody says, oh, this is good.
Yep.
AI takes that and they're like, okay, well, this is definitely good. Let's keep using this. This is really, really good. So apparently on logo development, they're using 3 fonts now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's like the way to go. That's your font of the day that, you know, go with it. It's a winner.
It's the 3 fonts you get. You ask him to change the font 4 times, it just goes back to the first one.
It goes back to that. Yeah, it goes back to that. And, you know, okay, let's talk about some. So the negative is that you're going to see a lot of redundancy. I think everybody's going to start to look and sound the same. You've already noticed it.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people use AI for their like social media descriptions or their YouTube descriptions and stuff like that. And a lot of it, it's like the phrasing is all the same.
Right.
And it sounds and looks so redundant. Like there's no personality in any of those posts anymore.
No.
It's just people typing in, hey, write a thing, you know, and even if you prompt the AI pretty well, and you say, hey, make it so how I would say it, it changes it a little bit. And I think if you train it well, maybe it'll be better. But for the most part, it's so generic.
Well, that's okay. Here's the way I use it because I'm scared of it. You know, I'm like, oh geez. And especially in our field, it's not that we can be replaced. It's just going to take a minute for people to realize, oh geez, that person really does have 17 fingers or, you know, it's just not perfected yet. Like your voice, your style, what you look like, your place of business, that type of thing. What I like to do is we've been doing this long enough. You write up whatever it is that you want to say. And I always ask, is there a better way?
Yeah.
And so then you have 2 ways of looking at something, right? Mm-hmm. And you could take your words and say, oh, that is a lot more condensed. It really does sound a little bit more professional. Why don't I interchange those sentences or whatever?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good use of it.
Yeah, yeah, right? For sure. Yeah, because I think... The issue is that you're asking AI to come up with the idea, like the actual content itself.
Right.
Whenever it's, I think it's okay for you to come up with the content and then ask for, hey, how can I make this better?
Right.
How can I make this? Or you can really, what you need to be asking is how can I make this so that my audience or the person that I'm talking to either understands it's better? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I often in our industry, we talk about the video side or the audio side, and we talk about it as experts, and we're using these big words.
Analytics
and then when people are like reading it, they're clueless. It's like we're speaking a different language.
Right.
And so a good way to use ChatGPT is like, hey, I want to say this, but I want to make it so that a third grader could understand it.
Not that we how think would you're a third I, how grader, would I read? Just language terms. Yeah.
But that's honestly how you should speak to people. Because
absolutely.
You should not just assume that everybody knows exactly what you're talking about at all times.
Like me, like I came in, you know, the television background, and for years, my team will tell me, what are you talking? You guys figure, everybody figured it out though.
Yeah.
Sound, what did we say? Vosot, sound bites.
I don't know.
He still doesn't know. He's like,
news,
whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what the news like.
Yeah. So the other really good use of AI, in particular, if you're trying to work in a number of markets in the U.S., right? What we're going to charge in Southern Illinois versus what people in St. Louis and Chicago and places like that would charge are just so different, right?
It's huge because the cost of living is dramatically different.
If you're doing work in Chicago, however, ask AI, what are they charging in Chicago? You know, you can be a little bit less.
Yeah.
But by all means, Take advantage. Keep it high.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So that's a good use as well.
Yeah, like using AI, a good way to use AI is to use it. Think of it as like a superior Google, where it'll go find the top things that you would want to search for and then compare them against each other for you.
I love that. Yeah. It's like a study guide.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it really is. Because sometimes they're way off the mark. I'm like, who's going to pay that?
Yeah, well, and it's like we're expecting AI to create things like something brand new, and it literally can't. It's not built that way. It's only built on history and what's already been created. So it can't create something new. It can only create from what things that have already been created.
Right. You want to get sued? That'd be a good way, right?
I would not want to get sued.
No, AI though. You're right. Using something. I think they already have pending lawsuits and such. People are like, that's my work. That's my original work.
Exactly.
Know? My photos.
Yeah.
So just be careful when doing that. And here's the other thing I would encourage you to do is be your own person. I mean, that creative edge, that's what's going to set you apart. That uniqueness of how you're running your business, running your life, running your family, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't try to be a carbon copy of somebody else.
Yeah. I've noticed that once you start overusing AI in your content and in your blogs and your website and everything, you kind of just fall in line with everybody. You don't stand out. And the only reason you stand out is because you are who you are.
That's right.
And if you're not being who you are and you're letting AI be who you are, it's not you anymore.
It's kind of a great time to go against the grain right now.
It is really
set yourself apart, you know, in this crazy rat race. I mean, we know people are doing it. Think about it. Your biggest or your most largely viewed population on the social channels, they're all repeating each other.
Yep.
You know, they're trending. They're doing what's trending.
Yeah.
I personally would like to be the unique person. I mean, granted, it would be nice to have 1 million views or whatever, but at the end of the day, what does that really get you? What does that translate into?
Yeah, well, if it's not translating into sales or you helping people or working with people, then what's the point?
Exactly.
Actually, it's very interesting. I was reading about this the other day about how it's not really about the views anymore. It's about how you're impacting the people who you're wanting to view your channel.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if you're doing something so broad, it's not going to help your business.
That's so
true. You need to make content and create things that's going to, you know, pertain to the people that you want to work with and that want to work with you.
And who want to engage. And when you've engaged with them, now you're winning.
Yeah.
Now you're doing what you need to do.
Cause ultimately we're talking about marketing and business growth. Mm-hmm. You're not on social media or YouTube to entertain people. You're on there to get them to go further with you, to get them off of those platforms and to work with you directly.
Isn't that the truth? Preach.
I mean, think about it. Like, what's the point? If you're just making something on YouTube or social media for them to be like, oh, that was really cool, I'm going to go watch another thing. You failed. Mm-hmm. You didn't get them to take the next step to come work with you.
That's right. To contact you, to be part of what you're doing. It's so interesting. I mean, just keep your eyes open. There are so many unique things that you could do, so many ways you could get involved. And we say it all of the time. Find those stealth advertising opportunities. I ran across a cool one this past weekend down south. We thought we were participating or we were going to go to the Iron Bowl in Alabama. And the night before the game, this military lineup, you know, all these military men and women come marching in, and we're like, what in the world? And it's called Operation Rucksack. I want to make sure I get it correct. Hang on just a sec. Operation Iron Ruck. Okay. So this past weekend, the military men and women are marching in, and they're part of Operation Iron Ruck. You know, and immediately we're all like, what's that about? So some friends that I had met over the weekend, they said, well, we're going to feed those guys and girls in the morning. And I'm like, oh, I'm in. I want to do that because I want to know more about it. So we're up at 4:30. We go down there and we're making breakfast for these people who have a cot, everything. So they wake up and they're moved that we're there and we're getting ready to feed them. I had no idea. They had marched 151 miles from Tuscaloosa, Alabama to Auburn, Alabama.
Wow.
To bring the game ball, but listen to the mission. There are so many soldiers still deciding to take their own life, you know, when they come back from combat or they come back from service to country. And this group, I was so moved on the backs of these rucks, these sacks, there were names of people. Wow. I'm marching for this person. I'm marching for that person. So they were thrilled, you know, you forget about your business all of a sudden. And I did see a lot of cameras there. So people were interested in what they were doing and they're making a documentary. So they're going to be able to bring people along on the journey.
That's cool.
But after we fed them, they came up and they were super just gracious and grateful for what we've done. They're like, we're so appreciative. We'd like you guys to go the last 3.8 miles with us into the stadium of Jordan-Hare. And we're like, yay. Yeah. But no, it, you know what? It changed everything. So if you want your business, if you just want to stand out as a person, just get involved and do something like that. Because yeah. I mean, the relationships made that day and they gave us a coin and we were able to march into the stadium with them. And I will never, ever forget that opportunity.
Yeah, it's huge.
It was, it's just big. And you know, there is no repetitiveness there. It's like, go out and live life and see what happens in the opportunity.
Show me when AI can march 150 miles.
Isn't that the truth, man? Jeez, that was amazing. But good job to those guys. And I look forward to watching that. But reach out, you know, if you're a business, we kind of jumped all over the place here, but what a great organization to get behind, you know, sponsor that. If you're an energy bar company or something like that, that's where you want to put your money and 100%. your products. Jeez, I was blown away. And there's so many of those opportunities.
Oh, it's endless. Yeah. There's so many of those non-for-profits that are doing just crazy, cool things. And people have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's why we're here. We're going to teach you a little bit about business, share a little bit about life. And if you want to know more, look us up, growingmediamarketing.com. We are here to help you, whether you're, I mean, if you're in need of just like some good therapeutic conversation. Lucas is good.
Nope.
One. Good.
Nope. Nope.
Just want to spend time.
Don't trust me with therapy. I'll tell you to suck it up.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.